the AstraZeneca vaccine for younger people certainly been the talk this week, and we spoke to a young person yesterday on the show about that. Let's catch up now with Dr. Ava from the Bendigo Respiratory Clinic to have a chat to her. Dr. Ava, good morning. How are you?
Good evening. Good morning, Steve and Robbo. Fridays are a bit like that, aren't they?
Oh, they can be. No, I think just getting as old as I am is a bit like that. But anyway, this is not about the oldies today. It's about the youngies and the AZ.
So are you giving vaccines to the younger people? Are you part of the rollout for this?
So we haven't been officially being a part of the state rollout that they've been talking about, but we certainly, if people have been booking into the AZ for those under 40, we have been giving it all along, so with consent and making sure that they're happy to have it. And generally, if people turn up to have it, they want it, they've thought about it, and they're really keen to get it.
So that's but that's not impacting on the older people are still coming through, everyone's coming through on a regular level, do you think?
No, it's not impacting, it's not reducing the doses available for older people. It's not, they're still able to get it, and we're trying to increase our appointment time. We've got our systems all in place now, so we're trying to make more appointments available to everybody.
I think Professor Sutton, the Chief Health Officer, came out with a good line this week. It was the best vaccine to get is the one you can have today.
Absolutely.
And that's the message you've been pushing all along, pretty much, isn't it? So you were right all along. If only we'd listened to you before.
I say that all the time.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of misconceptions out there about the vaccines in general. So first of all, there is no secret microchip in the we draw up the vaccines. It's they're all very nice. There's no microchips. They're not going to change. They're not trying to take us over by using this vaccine, which is a lot of the myths going out there. The other myths for young people, there's been a lot of chatter amongst the young women saying they're worried the vaccine's going to affect their fertility in the future. We've been having vaccines for almost a century now, close to, and there's been no evidence that the vaccines affect your fertility. So I'd like to reassure the young women out there that there's no long-term effect on your fertility. There's no evidence that the vaccine causes any fetal malformations or any problems with your baby. And as we all know, that the Pfizer's been made available to pregnant women, knowing that the risk of the disease is worse than the risk of the vaccine. So I just would like to really reassure those young women out there that it's okay.
The one that
and all along,
oh,
I've
sorry.
Said,
no, you go
no,
on.
No, the risk of the clots is very small.
The thing that always amuses me is the fact that it's some grand plan, and we've seen how our government's done so well with this grand plan. To any suggestion that it's a grand plan makes me laugh. But anyway, that's just my little input there. So people are still coming in, and it's always been the same, and you've got vaccinations. But book online, don't you, Ava?
Yeah, so for AstraZeneca, you can book online. For Pfizer, we are taking phone calls for the Pfizer. And that's basically because we don't want you to book online for a Pfizer rock up and we say, look, actually, you're not eligible. And so then you get disappointed. And then, we've got a spare Pfizer vaccine hanging around that we need to use. So for the moment, we're still by phone for Pfizer. So we are doing and increasing our Pfizer availability. Just hoping that vaccine keeps rolling in. We know every time it arrives, it's so exciting to thank God it's here because the supply hasn't been guaranteed. We feel like we've won one of those gold medals at the Olympics. But the great thing is we are seeing more people coming in. And, so I want the young people, if they want to get done, we'll certainly do it. And Bendigo Health will be doing the young people as well. And it's nicer to see some of the older people who are hesitant also coming in because, for people over 60, do not wait for the Pfizer. If we get more Pfizer, we're going to be giving it to more young people. You'll be waiting a long time and you'll get COVID first and that will be a lot worse. So I really want to, encourage everyone who can get vaccinated because we've got to get out of this. It's just businesses can't keep managing it, and people need to travel and see their family.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ava Piaco. We'll be speaking to you again in a couple of weeks to see how things are going. Thanks very much for joining us on the Wake Up Call this morning.
My pleasure. Love chatting to you both.
Good on you. Thanks very much indeed.